Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Iowa head girls basketball coach Rick Meyer. And Coach, first of all, let's talk about the off season. I know an off season where you guys were getting excited for this year's team. And what were some things you guys did in the off season to prepare for this year?
We had a couple of camps we went over to Okoboji toward the end of July to their classic they have over there, and we played some games over there, which helped us with working some of our incoming freshmen in with our returning starters from last year, and just trying to piece together a few things and see how things were going. And after those 3 days and those games, I could start to see the potential that we had on our team coming into this season, and what we could expect out of that. And just worked some things there, and then open gyms during the summer, and just working on some things with defense a little bit and some press and things like that. Just general basic things you try to get done in the summer when you got a little more time to work on stuff.
Just one senior you're replacing from last year's team, which probably allows you guys to, kind of feel comfortable with each other, with the girls that were there. Again, you mentioned some girls, incoming freshmen that weren't a part of the team last year, but quite a few girls from last year's team that I'm sure already have that bond with each other.
Yeah, they do. And, and a couple of those have been starting for, 3 years, and, the two juniors were starting, now for 2 years, so... they have that experience and the time together, to kind of play with each other and, get some things worked out and figured out. And like I said, just, starting to bring in the incoming freshman class and putting those kids in and trying to figure out, combination and stuff like that, was a good thing for us this summer to work on. And, we're starting to see that now in the season.
And you started the season off with Northwood Kensett in a game that was back and forth. You guys had the lead in the first quarter. They took the lead in the second quarter. And then you guys made a run there at the end after they had the lead going into the fourth quarter. You guys outscore them in the fourth, but come up just 2 points short in that contest. Let's start with the Northwood game, Coach.
Yeah, it was a back-and-forth game. Typical first game of the year. A lot of jitters, a lot of turnovers from both sides of the floor, in terms of the team. And you're just trying to get your feet going with the new season. We had plenty of opportunities, especially late in that fourth quarter. I think we caused them to turn the ball over, three or four times in a row. And we just couldn't get the shots to fall down. Then, of course, we got to the free multiple times there in the last minute and a half or so to where we could have probably iced the game, and come away with the win there. But again, we just couldn't knock those free throws down there. But, I figured it was going to be a very tough game, very competitive game, because he brought back most of his kids from last year along with us. And, it was evenly matched, and you look at the score from this year versus last year, it was almost identical, just flip-flopped, which is, kind of unique, I would say, that happened. But, very competitive contest, and one that, if we had a little few opportunities there, we could have come out a winner there.
And your next night was on the 21st of November, and you guys are taking on West Fork. And again, comes down to the end, this time a one-point contest, and West Fork just squeaks past you 50-49.
Yeah, we played much better that night. And coming back from the loss the night before, and you're playing again the second night, you kind of wonder, are you going to have the stamina, the legs, and energy and stuff to do that back-to-back game, especially that early in the season? But the girls came out and really played phenomenal. We kind of set the tone, kind of right from the start. They jumped out, to a lead on us midway through the first quarter, but we fought back to get the lead going in the second quarter and had the lead at halftime. And in the third and fourth quarter, just kind of back and forth between the two of us. Neither team was able to get a really big lead, a point or two here or there. And like I said, it came down to the last possession of the game, and we had a chance. Had a couple fouls there on both teams that called on our press breaks and stuff. We had a chance to get a shot there at the buzzer, bounced off the rim, and didn't fall in. But again, The opportunities were there. And, you know, the thing I look at with that game with West Fork is, you know, they lost some kids from last year. They had a good team last year and went to state. But we lost last year to them 88-19. And when you come back the following year to a team that was that dominant and, you know, controlled every aspect of the game, and you come out with a 49-50 loss, and you got a chance to win the ball game, I think that says a lot for the character and the drive that our girls have, that they want to win, and that showed that night. And again, free throws was our Achilles heel there. And had we made a couple of those, we would have got a win on that night as well. So again, good game, but you know, we just come up short on that one.
And you guys then will take on Garner Hayfield Ventura as you have a couple of non-conference games. You start with your first conference game against GHV, and you guys get that game at home. And another school coach that has had the upper hand against you guys, you know, going all the way back to 2016. And this time your squad comes out on the right side of it as you guys defeat Garner Hayfield Ventura 47-36.
You know, they had some good kids coming back. You know, they've got a couple phenomenal shooters from the outside that we knew we had to take care of and you know, limit their look, shut them down, you know, to even have a chance. And I thought we played phenomenal defense. Garner did not have a good night shooting on Tuesday night here. You know, and I would attribute that to our defense. We've been playing great defense here. And, you know, that night it really showed. We did not give Garner good looks. Our defense got out on the shooters. What shots they had were contested. And, you know, that's a huge thing to look at, you know, from the basketball game is, you know, if you can start shutting the other team down, making them have hard looks at the shot, you know, you've got a chance to win the ball game. And, you know, the other thing I think was important to us is, you know, we set the tone. We came out right away. First few minutes, neither team was able to score. It was kind of a slow first quarter. Not a lot of points, but second quarter things started coming off a little bit more, and you know, we took control, and you know, we dictated how we wanted to play, which I think is important for us. You know, we're better if we're kind of in the lead or even with teams, rather than trying to have to, you know, battle back out of a hole to get into the game. And you know, we had a lead at halftime. You know, we kept that through the third quarter, midway through the fourth quarter. You know, we jumped that up to, I think, 16 or 17 points against Garner, which you know, in itself is you know, a huge thing compared to what we've been in the last few years. And they made a little run at us there late in that fourth quarter. But, again, we were able to hold off and pull out that win there against them. And that was great. You know, first conference win there to open up season. But, again, to beat a team that we've struggled with for the last several years was a good victory for the girls.
And then last night, Coach, you guys are taking on North Union, and what's been a common theme at the beginning of this season is a close game at the end, but North Union just comes out on top over your club last night, 41-36 there in Armstrong.
Yeah, that first quarter was really a defensive battle, and that was the way the whole game was. You know, neither team really had a huge lead. I think North Union might have gone up by 8 midway through the fourth quarter, you know, but we were able to battle back, get a couple buckets, you know, and get that back down to 4 or 5 points there late in that fourth quarter, but just, you know, didn't have enough time or get enough shots to fall to get that win. But it was a defensive battle from both teams. I mean, both teams played well, hard-nosed basketball. And again, you know, it's one of those teams that we've struggled with over the last several years. You know, you play them up in Armstrong, that gym is a little tough to play in. You know, a lot of teams, you know, go up there and tend to struggle a little bit. You know, we do as well. But again, the girls played phenomenal. You know, and that's the one thing I've noticed here, you know, the last, all four of the games we've played so far is, you know, just the tenacity, the drive that our team has to be competitive, and that's the one thing that, you know, we're striving for is to be competitive in every possession, be competitive in every game, and, you know, leave it all on the floor and, you know, see what happens, you know. And you know, the hard thing about this is, as hard as we're playing, you know, and the effort that's going into it. You know, we're just not getting these wins. And, you know, the free throw shooting has been a problem with us right now. And I look at the losses we've had, all three of them are by less than, you know, I think a combined 8 points. And, you know, if you knock down some free throws, make an extra shot or here, I mean, we're looking at a different complexion here with our team. And that's just how close I think we are to where we want to be and where we want to go. And, you know, it's difficult to see that, but hopefully the girls are taking that into perspective and, you know, continue to work hard and practice and try to fix some of these things going forward because, you know, we are playing good. And I do hope that that changes and I think we'll have success here coming down the season.
Yeah, one of those things with, as you mentioned before, so many young girls and freshmen getting their first take of varsity basketball, and most of the teams you've played so far this year, other than West Fork has some, but majority of the teams you've played all have girls that, you know, a majority of their teams are returning from last year, or at least some of them, so maybe just that experience aspect that your girls will grow on throughout the season.
Yeah, they will, and you know, the freshmen we've got playing right now, they're doing a pretty good job. You know, we're getting some scoring out of those kids, and defensively they're doing a good job. But, you know, it's just a different type of game when you're at the high school level. It's a little faster pace. Some of the things that you maybe did in junior high in terms of passing or other stuff that you got away with at the high school varsity level, that doesn't happen. And that's one of those things where, again, playing time, experience will hopefully – change those things, and again, you know, they're playing well. I'm happy with what they're doing, and we're getting them to mesh in with the returners from last year, and just combination-wise, figuring out what works and things like that. And you know, we're gonna struggle at times. We're gonna have issues and things, but you know, with the team we've got, with some upper-level varsity experience and the incoming kids, that's just something you expect. But like I said, going forward, I think we're gonna get things going here and get it turned around.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Wish your team the best of luck, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's North Iowa head girls basketball coach Rick Meyer.